There's nothing quite like spending an October evening in a sea of pink celebrating breast cancer survivors.
Dazzle and Dine honors women currently undergoing treatment for breast cancer as well as breast cancer survivors for their continued effort in fighting against breast cancer. 10 honorees were chosen based on their community involvement and dedication to helping this cause, receiving a $500 grant in their name. These honorees were pampered at the Jameson Shaw Salon where they had their nails, hair, and makeup done.
You know, I feel that there's just nothing that a stylist can do with their hands than to just help a woman who has had diversity in her life or had adversity or, you know, and just overcome these obstacles.
Carmen Neal is the founder and owner of the sporting clay event Tata Bang Bang and the nonprofit organization Shooting Sports for Cancer, Inc.
I am a two-time survivor. I was diagnosed at 33 and 35, and that's been my whole advocate platform is for ladies to definitely keep checking themselves because they are never out of the woods.
Jessica Teal paints and sells pumpkins in the month of October to help raise money for those who want to participate and give back to the Susan G. Komen three-day walk.
I was diagnosed the day after my 26th birthday. I did 12 rounds of chemo, got a month break, and then did a double mastectomy with full-blown reconstruction. So a long road to here, but happy to be here, excited to be here, growing hair, feeling good.
Stephanie Jones was first diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer in 2003. In April 2015, she was diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic breast cancer.
Have some humor in your life and give yourself a break. Give yourself a break. It's not a death sentence. I'm really grateful that I'm going through this test so I can be a testimony for other people.
The ladies were chauffeured to Katana, where Atlanta Falcons players prepared a hibachi dinner for the honorees and their guests.
They're such strong fighters, you know. Breast cancer is such a tough thing. You know, it's all of our moms. You know, my mom went through it when I was a little kid, so it really touches home for me. So being able to come out here and support these women who go through such a tough time, it means a lot.
Rise up, beat cancer!